rope and a bottle of bubbly. Yeah. Here's to another goddamn new year. And outside, 2 million drunk Bostonians are getting ready to sing Auld Lang Syne out of tune. I sit there in my easy chair, looking at the clouds, orange with celebration. No wonder if you're out there. The third bottle of bubbly. Yeah, and I take that bottle of champagne, go into the kitchen, stand in front of the kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother. And she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "I'll find Mom! How's Washington?" I guess the party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself. I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!
Hello. This is Bella on the Bella Booth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Bedford Tubbs Freeform Radio. If you couldn't tell, I ran here, went to Trader Joe's. And you'd expect, you know, it'll be pretty busy the day before, or 2 days before, a snowstorm. Which, by the way, can I say, I thought we were done. I really did. And maybe I just, like, have selective memory, but I really do not remember it being this bad, like, since I was little. I mean, I grew up in New Jersey, and it's not Boston. And I'm by no means saying that it's the same. But I don't remember a snow like this for a long time, especially in my time here. It was like, I don't remember this. So I don't know why we're going through this again, but I need to get my groceries. And then I ran, but I'm here now and I'm happy to be here. So sorry for the delayed start. We're just going to be playing some songs and having a good time. Yeah. All right. So this first track, I'm listening to it for the first time as well. This is a new snail mail release called My Maker. I'm really excited. Like, I really like the last single that she released, Dead End. So I'm really excited for this record in general, but I'm excited to see or hear, I guess, the song. So, yeah, enjoy.
Thank you. kept trying anyhow, and I'm still trying now, just to keep working. I remember when it didn't used to be so hard, it used to be impossible. New season has to begin.
Suddenly gone away. Wish there were more that I could do. Anytime sister, know my heart goes out to you.
I trust you? Cruel love, still I want more. Cruel love, you're dangerous. How can I trust you? Cruel love, still I want more.
Forget your perfect offering.
Hey. Okay, let's talk about those songs that I played. So that last track was Cruel Love by Leon Vinyl. It's really good. I have to credit my good friend Ashton because she has this playlist. What is it called? I can't even remember. She has a great playlist on Spotify that I've been listening to a lot, and I found this track off of there. And for a while, like probably a month, I was quite lazy in my music discovery and just kind of kept playing that playlist. So thank you, Ashton. The track before that was Sister by Mac DeMarco. I went through a huge Mac DeMarco phase in high school. and like early college, and I kind of miss it. I feel like sometimes I'll listen to him and it's not the same. I listened to him so much. It was probably like the only thing I listened to senior year was his entire discography. So I'm trying to get back into him, and because I think I still think he's an incredible musician. Before that was Almost Was Good Enough by Songs Ohio. Is that how you say that? Actually, I've never said their name out loud. The Magnolia Electric Co. Company is like something that I feel like I'm supposed to listen to. I definitely am, 100%. And it just like never happened. I don't know. I just never like fully got into it. Like Farewell Transmission, of course, like I feel like was really relevant for a long time, and still is. But I just like never got into the full record. So I'm trying to like chip away at it now. And so that's the evidence of that. It's good. I really like it. I just like haven't like taken the pill in the way that I feel like most people have. And I need to try. And then before that was Just Use Your Hips. Variation 6, I think. It's a Roman numeral, and I think I did that right. By Frog. The reason I played this is because, they announced their tour dates, and I was like, yay, there's one in Boston. And I'm looking at their Bands in Town, which is where their tickets are, and there's no Boston date. Like, all the dates are on there except the Boston date, and I was so confused and sad and heartbroken and confused. And then there was a comment like underneath the post that was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, like the Boston show is only for Tufts students. And I was like, this is the best day ever. But it's funny because like I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on the clubs and like orgs at Tufts that put on shows like this, and none of them have released anything about it. I looked at all the ones that I feel like it would be, and there's nothing yet. But I'm really excited to see Frog. It really reminds me of when I saw Wednesday in like the Crane Room, which if you don't know, it's like a random like a big classroom. It's so funny, and I was like, why is Wednesday in the Crane Room? And I watched them my freshman year, and now I'm gonna watch Frog maybe in the Crane Room. I feel like they have to be there. It's like the venue for these like random events. And that would be great to end my senior year on that note. But I'm really excited. And then there was My Maker, Snail Mail. I thought it was good. I don't know. Like, I feel like I kind of miss her earlier sound. I think it got a lot more polished after Valentine. And now I just, like, a lot of it sounds the same to me. Oh, this might be a hot take. And I still like, they all sound the same and they all sound good. Like, I definitely listen to everything of hers. I do miss her earlier sound, though. And I kind of want it back just a little bit. But I thought that was a good track. I wasn't, like, blown away by it, but I wasn't like, this is bad. And I probably will listen to it for the rest of this week. Okay, I've really been blabbing. Sorry. Let's do a PSA. Okay. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.com or .org, sorry. I want a pet so bad. I want a cat and a bunny. My really good friend Nicola has a bunny, and I just think they're so cute. I think they're so cute. Okay, so maybe I'll go to Sterling Shelter. Okay, cool. This next track is Angel on a Satellite, Magdalena Bay. Love this record. Love this track. Okay, enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
About those songs I just played. That last track was Starry Cat by Starry Cat off of the record Starry Cat. The reason I played that, I was thinking about Cats because of the PSA I played. And also, I made this realization recently. So when I was younger, I have to guess I was... Actually, I could probably figure this out now. When I was younger, I want to say my guess is like I was 12, maybe. I'm going to check right now, but... I was low-key listening to pretty good music for a 12-year-old. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Okay, I found it. I'm looking for my old playlist, or my old Spotify account. So let's see. It was... What year was this? This was 2018, so this was... 8 years ago. So I was like 13. I was 13. Yeah. I think that makes sense. Or 14 or something. Which is like, I don't know. I was like kind of impressed with myself for listening to Starry Cat. And I still do, which is really sweet. If you were curious, the Spotify account is really embarrassing. It's called the Hipster Bella. It's really funny. There's some gems in there. But yeah, what a classic. Love Starry Cat a lot. All right, track before that was Serpentine by Korea Girl. I'm really happy. I think Korea Girl's low-key blowing up because I found out about them, I want to say, in like my junior year of high school. And they had very few listeners when I was listening to them. Not to be like, oh, like, whatever, so indie. But no one knew who they were. Now I think they have, like, a song that blew up on one of the apps. But they're great. I'm so happy that they're getting their flowers. Cool. And then before that was 15 Step by Radiohead. I'm a CS major, and when I'm, like, working on a project or something... I don't know why. I just love to listen to In Rainbows. It is so good. It's so good for me to, you know, focus. And I often get called out for it, too. I've had people come up to me because I'll just linger in the office hour space working. People will be like, oh, like, why are you listening to In Rainbows? I'm like, don't judge my process. So I'm listening to a lot of that because I'm taking a pretty hard class. Yeah, cool. All right, I'll play a few more songs, come back, say bye. Yeah. All right, this track is Oh Sailor by Fiona Apple. Enjoy.
Undecided about you again. Mightn't be right that you're not here. It's double-sided, 'cause I ruined it all. But I also saved myself by never believing you, dear. Everything good I deem too good to be true. Everything else is just a bore. Everything I have to look forward to has a pretty painful and very imposing before. Oh, sailor, why'd you do it? What'd you do that for? Saying there's nothing to it. Do that for saying there's nothing to it and letting it go by the boards. I have too been playing with 52 cards just 'cause I play so far from my vest. Whatever I've got no reason to guard. Spend my best. Oh, sailor,
nothing to it. Oh, what a blessed curse to see. Took the agenda from its place on my bed. Made a merry paramour of me. Oh, Sarah, why'd you do it? What'd you do that? To it and letting it go by the board. Oh, sailor, why'd you do it? What'd you do that for? Giving me eyes to view it as it goes by the board. Oh, sailor, why'd you do it? What'd you do that for? Saying there's nothing to it. Letting it go by the boards. Oh, sailor, why'd you do it? What'd you do that for? Saying there's nothing to it, then letting it go.
And like that, our time together is nearing a close. The track that's playing right now is Waltz Number 2 by Elliott Smith. Played a lot of songs from my high school days, so maybe that was the subconscious theme. All right, well, again, this is Bella on the Bella Booth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay safe out there.
First the mic, then a half cigarette. Seeing Kathy's clown, that's the man she's married to now. That's the girl that he takes around town. She appears composed, so she is, I suppose. Who can really tell? Shows no emotion at all. Stares into space like a dead China doll. You're never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you I
mission's done and they're calling someone.
Such a familiar name. I'm so glad that my memory's remote, 'cause I'm doing just fine. How do I know to know? I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. Gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyway.